Blog Talk Radio.
Much more, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Go happy with the weight of my mistakes. You carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes have been.
Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Truly, we are. It's worth fighting for. Eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard what God is going to do for his people in this year of 2016. Welcome. It is such a beautiful day here in Chicago, Illinois. I'm excited about the radio show today. I have a very special, special guest that's on air today, my overseer, Apostle Elizabeth Harrison McBurrows out of New Mexico, and we're excited to hear the wisdom that she is going to share with the listeners on the call. I also have Rashawn Briscoe on the call. She's going to do a quick announcement. Then I'm going to go into the interview with Apostle Elizabeth Harrison McBurrows, and then we'll give her the floor just to flow and share with the listeners. Rashawn, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, Queen, for the introduction and everything. Welcome, everyone. I just want to plug you into the National Women Empowerment Call that we have every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. Eastern. National Women Empowerment connects women all across the world internationally, and it's actually saving people's lives, and miracles are being performed, and women's lives are transforming. So please invite 5 women on the line this Tuesday. Your life will never be the same. I yield the floor back over to you, Queen.
Thank you so much, Rashawn. Yes, tune in to National Women Empowerment. It's not an organization. It's just a weekly fellowship call where kingdom people fellowship with kingdom people, and we're empowering, we're uplifting, and inspiring our fellow sisters. So back to the show for today. I have my special guest on the air, Apostle Elizabeth Harrison McBurrows. She is the founder of the Apostolic and Prophetic Connection, and also the Paul International, that is internationally from Japan to South America, everywhere. She has been in ministry for over 30-plus years, and she still dances, and she's just an awesome, awesome woman of God, and I thank God for the opportunity to have her and for her to be in my life. I am just so elated to know her. So at this time, we're going to be here from at this time, having a few technical difficulties. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Apostle, thank you for agreeing to come on the show today. Can we begin talking about the apostolic and prophetic connection? Can you just share what that is and tell us about it?
Of course. This is an organization that the Lord birthed in around 2001, I believe it was. The purpose is to unite or to connect and the bridge of a gap between the fivefold ministry art. And in that, I just want to clarify a little bit with that. Fivefold, we don't see it in the Bible, but it is a term that the church has put together or coined for us to understand that apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are giftings that Jesus gave to the church. They're also considered as the ascension gifts. And so just to keep it connected, we use the term fivefold. Well, with the apostolic prophetic connection, we understand that dance, the arts, music, writing, painting, sculpturing, those avenues in the arts should not be considered as separate from your worship setting, but it should be an integral part of worship. Oftentimes, women of God, individuals, leaders, if you will have a dance group, dance ministry, liturgical dance ministry, to participate just on special occasions. Maybe for the holiday season, Resurrection Day, Christmas time, pastor's anniversary, those kinds of things. But dance should be a part of the actual worship setting because it is a form of praise and it also can be a form of worship. So what we're doing when we have functions is show how to put it all together to make a complete worship setting. And another thing I do is, as far as the apostolic prophetic connection is concerned, I push and recognize individuals who have prophetic giftings or who are apostles. As you notice, the title is apostolic prophetic. So those who are apostles or those who are prophets, we set up training sessions, but mostly right now we have school of prophets that we have set up in New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, and in the Netherlands, which is in Europe, as well as online. And this is to help individuals who know that there's either prophetic gifting on their life or that they are actually called to be prophets. We have training sessions on-site or online, depending on where an individual lives. And really we're seeing awesome results with immediate activation, not having to wait for years, but I've seen people's lives just change overnight, and it's really a great experience. So that is some of the things that we are doing, encouraging prophets, encouraging apostles. Also, I cover individuals who have ministries and persons with businesses and churches and networks as well, so that we can help them to reach the potential that the Lord has for them. And it serves as a form of fellowship and just to, an opportunity to be strengthened one with the other. So, woman of God, prophet, just if you want to ask me something else about that, I'll be glad to do it. Maybe I just need to give a number. I didn't think about that. But let me just give my website, and then they can go on the website and get some more information. Then I need you to come back in and see what feedback you need from me. The website is drelizabethharrison.com. That's D-R with no punctuation. Elizabeth with a Z, Harrison, H-A-I-R-S-T-O-N.com. And, of course, they can get with you if they didn't get that information clearly. So that is an opportunity for you to go on my website and see all the things that we're doing with the apostolic prophetic connection. Oh, by the way, let me say this before I forget. In July 14th, 15th, and 16th, we have our annual event for the apostolic prophetic connection that we often refer to as TAPC or TAPC. It will be held in Atlanta, Georgia, this year, as usually we have been hosting it there, July 14th, 15th, and 16th. An experience that you will not forget, literally. I'm serious. A lot of training, a lot of hands-on goes on there, and the Spirit of the Lord meets us. And that's what's important, because when we teach or preach the truth, Holy Spirit shows up to affirm that what we're saying is true. Prophet, do you need anything else about the apostolic prophetic connection? Just trying to kind of throw some things out there as I go.
No, ma'am, I just want you to specify that men are also a part of TAPC,
yes,
correct?
Yes, this is for men and women. In fact, if there are any teenagers who have giftings we encourage them to be a part of it as well. But yes, this is not a women's group or women's organization. Men and women, okay?
Amen. I just wanted to clarify that for the listeners, that men and women can be a part of the TAPC. I missed the one in Atlanta last year. I know I need a spanking. But this year, I would not miss it. I will be there this year because
yes.
I heard it was an awesome, awesome time. Who was the prophet that was the speaker there last year? Prophet?
We didn't have a special speaker. I did all the teaching. But what I did, I called out students, because it's considered as a gathering, a gathering of the sons and daughters, and the theme last year and this year is, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. So I utilized students, which really made it different, but it was very effective, and I would just call them up to share at some point. And there is an assignment that I gave the students, and that may be what you have seen on Facebook. The students had to bring in an item, and they had to discuss what it was about, the purpose of it, and then prophesy from that. It propelled them into the prophetic. So one of the prophets there, it was in a class. Maybe that's who you're referencing. I'm not sure.
I think that's what I'm referencing. Now, you're also the founder of Women with a Call International. Let's tell the listeners about that and your passion behind Women with a Call International.
Okay. In 1986, I was on a highway, one that kind of intersects another, and that to me was very prophetic, you know, how you have a highway going one way and another one comes under it. Going around the intercession, the Lord spoke to me. And I know this is because there was a time of change and shifting in my life that he spoke to me in that moment. I was in a car, and as we were going around, he said, I want you to begin to bring women together from all over the world and help them to identify the call on their lives. And this shall be called Women with a Call. And that's how I got the name. And, of course, later he told me it would be international. So it ended up being Women with a Call International, not in name only, but actually meeting women and bringing women on board from other nations. Well, I went to Africa that year, like a few weeks later. I was in Nigeria, and the host, is the couple that was hosting us, said to me, you have a ministry. God's given you a ministry for women. And he had just given it to me. Just because we're women, it doesn't mean that we're going to have a ministry to women. I hope that our listeners understand that. Because everybody doesn't have the passion to work with women, because our personalities can be very intricate. We handle things much differently from men. And sometimes our sensitivities are overboard, and we have to pull things on, you know, into some kind of alignment. But this pastor asked me, what did the Lord say? What are you going to do about the call? And I said, I don't know. I mean, I just gotten instructions to get the women together. I'm not sure. She says, you need to begin it here. Because it's going to be international, you must begin in Nigeria. So I thought, okay. So she says, we're going to organize the women. We'll put it all together, and then we'll make the declaration that it began in Benin City, Nigeria. Well, they called women from everywhere. That's what I love about overseas, too, anyway. People just love, when they love the Lord, they love him. And they don't take for granted an opportunity to get together with others who love Jesus. They are just profound in gathering and getting the word out. Because these ladies, you know, the same house where someone, I won't say donated their house, they opened their home for us to have the meeting. They actually swept the front yard, pretty large yard, too, because they sweep their yards, you know, with a broom, because there's no grass in some of the areas. So they found chairs from everywhere, and they put them out in the lawn. And we launched Women with a Call right there in 1986 in Benin City, Nigeria. That was a powerful experience. So since then, my passion has been to introduce women to Women with a Call and allow them opportunities for training through seminars, workshops, and encouragement with our gatherings. We have regional gatherings, like in a certain area, like where I am in New Mexico. Our regional would be considered New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, maybe California. And last year, a gathering was in, well, actually it was an international gathering, but it was in Mississippi. But let's say if Mississippi was going to have a regional, it would include Alabama and Tennessee and Louisiana, you know, in that manner. But then there are times when we just get together on a local basis and hands-on minister to women, helping them to understand what God has called them to do. And one of the main questions that is always asked, how do I know what I'm called to do? And the Lord has impressed upon my heart to ask them what is it that you love to do? What is your passion? What is your one desire? If you could do anything else in the world, if anything else could work for you, what would you do for the Lord? And this is how we're able to help them to identify what God has called them to do. So we have branches in various nations. And you did mention Japan. We go there practically every year, except the year that they had the challenge with the earthquake and tsunami. But we go to Japan, and the women there are passionate about coming together, about growing. I have experienced, like, one lady who was, she was playing a keyboard, and she was reading the notes. Well, I push people and press them into a place where they can play prophetically instead of just reading the notes. It's good to have the notes, but then I like for them to expand. So this is an example. I told her, I said, let's remove the music. And she says, oh, no, no, I can't. I said, yes, we're going to do this. And she began to play without the music. People began to weep. They began to pray in the spirit. It was really, really powerful. So her calling in the area of helps with music and the prophetic was birthed in that particular moment. That's just one example of what happens with Women with a Call. And if someone is interested in knowing more about it, the same website address that I gave a while ago, feel free to check with us about where you may find a location of Women with a Call. One number I can give you now, though, is 1-888-751-7710. Again, that's 1-888-751-7710. The next event we're having out here for Women with a Call will be May 21st and 22nd. We are going to be featuring, and when I say feature, I'm saying this would be our keynote speaker, Dr. Gail Rogers out of California. And she's written a book, The Whole Soul, awesome book, brings healing to women from years and years and years and years ago and layers of things that they're dealing with now. She's been on our prayer call, which is each Saturday, 7 a.m. Eastern time. You can get that information from the website as well. She's been on there a couple of times, and so she's going to come and be with us for the May event. So if anyone is interested in what we're doing locally, nationally, internationally, whatever the case is, we'll be glad to give you the information.
I did want to mention to the leaders about how you launch a new branch of Women with a Call International. I had the opportunity to travel with some women of God from Florida to Texas. We went to, is it Killeen? I always say that name wrong.
No, it's
Killeen,
correct.
Texas. Okay, in the Fort Hood area to see that branch being launched. Minister Tasha Faison there, and I tell you, it was very hands-on. It was almost like a sisterhood. Women were ministered to. Chains were broken. It was just awesome. And you also did a declaration in the area. Can you just talk more about launching, what all you do when you launch a new branch of Women with a Call?
Yes. Well, before we arrive in the city, we ask the women who are going to be functioning with that branch to gather the women and let them know that we will be launching a branch in that region. And so Friday night, it's the same pattern where we go, that Friday night we have a general service where we preach the word, teach, and introduce the fact that Women with a Call will be launched that next day. So what happens is on Friday night, the women get really excited about what God is going to do. They look forward to what's going to be happening in their region in the future. So that Saturday morning, we have like a teaching about 10 a.m., minister to everyone. And at 12 noon, I make a declaration to the north, south, east, and west. And we proclaim with the blowing of the shofar. And we speak forth to the four corners of the earth that Women with a Call International has been established in that particular time, on that date, in that city. That establishes it not only in the earth realm, but is established in the heavenlies, because we're sending out that word that shofar goes before us. The sound of the shofar opens the ears of the people that they can hear, even those who are not present at that time. Something happens in the atmosphere with that, and people know that a shift has taken place. Then I lay hands on the officers that are present and set them in place to do the work that God has called them to do in that particular branch. When it's all done, we close with a brunch, and it's a really great time of fellowshipping and networking. And in fact, woman of God, I'm really excited because we're going to be going to Zambia, the city of Lusaka, in May. I'm taking about 5 to 6 people with me. And it will be the first time that Women with a Call has been established in that nation. And the young lady who will be spearheading there placed a note on our Women with a Call international outreach page. You can check that out. It's a page that says Women with a Call - International Outreach. And she indicates that this will be the first time that Women with a Call has been established in Zambia, and God is going to touch us. He will move mightily upon us, something to that effect. I'm not giving it verbatim, but I would recommend that those who can check that post out, that they do so. It's very powerful. And we've been planning now for about a month, getting things ready for May. And I'm totally excited because this nation has been in my spirit, if you will. It's been impressed upon me to go there. And God just put the right people in my pathway, and it's awesome just to think about it.
Amen. That does sound awesome, Apostle. For those of you that are listening on the radio show, I will post the links of the Women with a Call page and the Women with a Call International Outreach page on Facebook. I will post those links on my page as well. Lastly, Apostle, I wanted to just, we have about 5 more minutes. I just wanted to give you the floor just to share with women what's on your heart, to those that might be listening live, to those that might play the show back later. What would you share with the women? You have the floor. We have about 5 minutes.
I would say delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart do not just have to be that to be married, but you may have desires to travel, to get to know people of various cultures, or just to appreciate who you are, because I've found that so many women are struggling with who they are. Therefore, their self-esteem is low, and they experience a lot of inadequacy, which causes a lot of friction, strife, and things of that nature, not only in the home, but in the body of Christ. So I would admonish you to delight yourself in the Lord. How do you do that? Set a time that you will meet with the Lord and meet him. It may be a struggle at first, but begin to train yourself and discipline yourself to meet with the Lord. And when you come into his presence, even though you may not see him per se, because it's possible, or you may not feel anything because it's with the emotional realm, but when he is actually literally with you, or Holy Spirit is with you, you do sense, or you discern rather, that he's present with you. And I recommend that when you get in his presence, that you always ask him to cleanse and wash you, make you whole, and to tune your ears to hear his voice and touch your eyes so that you may see what it is that he's showing you. It may be an invention. It may be a nation that you will travel to. It may be a person that you need to go to and just ask for forgiveness, whatever the case is. But get that time set and meet him, because the desire of your heart cannot really be met until our heart is clean and pure before the Lord. And if it is a desire to get married, you want to first of all make sure that your desire is to be with the Lord in this life as much as possible, studying his word, praying, spending time worshiping, singing songs of Zion unto him. And then when you are around others, allow them to share with you what God is saying to them. Then you share, but don't take the floor from them all the time. It's interesting how sometimes when we deal with jealousy and envy, we won't let other people talk. But if you let God minister to you about your desires, you will find that you can appreciate somebody else's joy, someone else's victory. And if we do that, we're going to see great results in our lives.
Amen, Apostle. I heard you mention marriage, and my mind just kind of went back to when I was engaged.
Okay.
Getting ready to get married. Mm-hmm. And I just thank God for counsel and having an overseer that prays for me and that hears from God. And I'm one of those special kids. And I just thank God that he gave you the wisdom how to deal with this special kid.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And
give me the wisdom and counsel that I need. And I just thank God that it was prevented, that mm-hmm. I did not make that mistake, that it was stopped in its tracks. And, you know, I thank God for that, because most people just let you go ahead and do you. Mm-hmm. But I just thank God for him giving you the wisdom on how to counsel me, this special kid that I am. He gave it's funny, you know, and I just thank God I can look back on it now and laugh, because at a time, you know, I cried, but I can look back over on the situation and laugh about it. I tell you, it was something. But thank you so very much for coming back on the show. I want to bring you on again, because women, they need to hear from you. Women need to hear from women with wisdom that has been there, done that. You know, now a lot of the younger people that are coming up in, I guess you would say, the fivefold ministry, you can't tell them anything. They know everything. They have a new revelation that no one else has ever heard but them. But it's important for them to link up with people that can pour sound wisdom and guide them and lead them. So we are going to have you come back at another time on this show. And listeners, I will put the link for the Women with a Call page on Facebook, and I'll drop the link for her website in case you
thank
did
you.
Not get that. But thank you so much for being on the show. We love you. And to
love
all my
too.
Listeners, to remember that quitting is not,
not an option.
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye. You too.
Amen.
Bye.